don't want to miss this at all. So I've got a little series we put together and worked with Raj this past week, Dina as well. Alex has been sick. He's doing a little bit better today. Pray for Alex. Had a rough week, but he's at work today helping, serving, working in the kids' ministry today. Keep him in your prayers. But we got together this week and came up with these kind of thoughts today. The mission. The mission. Okay? How many remember the show Mission Impossible? Remember seeing that? All that kind of good stuff. The mission. Let's talk about it. Y'all ain't going to sleep on me, are you? Y'all seem like now you're sleeping. Okay, I've had the offering. Time to sleep. He's up there. Here we go. All righty. All that does is makes me get loud. Okay, here we go. The mission. The mission. Let's go with it, Raj. We're rolling, buddy. Let's hope that old computer of yours works, baby. Here we go. It's slow. Mission message today is mission what? Come on, one more time. Mission what? Not mission impossible, but mission possible. Let's talk about it in relation to Jesus and His coming and what we're celebrating today. Mission possible. Roll it, Rod. Just stay out in front of me. Isaiah 50. One of my favorite scriptures. I've read it many times, but it really hit me a couple of years ago. And it just became something I loved. And I'd like to share it with you again today. The Lord God, this is, you know, 1,000 years before Christ came. The Lord God hath opened my ear. And say that line with me. And I was not what? Neither I what? Turned away back or turned away. And this verse here. I gave my back to the smiters. And my cheeks, it should be, to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and what? For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore, say that part with me, have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. What a great verse. Prophesied 1,000 years or so before Christ ever came. I'm not going to be rebellious to this very hard thing I have to do. This plan, this mission, I'm not going to rebel against it. I'm going to give my back to the smiters. I'm going to give my face for them to pluck off the hair from my face. You understand? I know what's coming. I know what the mission is. But I'm not turning back. I'm going in. It's going to happen. And I'm going to set my face like a what? A flint. Let's look at that. What's a flint? I'm going to set my face like a flint. Yeah, it is. It's a rock, but it's not just any rock. It's a kind of rock that's used to sharpen other things. So it has to be what kind of rock? A very hard rock. So He had a very hard task, a hard mission, and He uses the word, I'm going to set my face as a what? Flint. Okay? The word means a very hard, compact rock. It literally means what? Hardness. You ought to know that. How many's from Flint, Michigan? Can I see your hand? You're somewhere close. Well, that's what that means. Boy, y'all been through some hard times up there. Amen? Well, that's what it means. Hard. It's used for tools and weapons, making them, but also sharpening them. Wait a minute. Ooh, I hated to put that on the screen for you. It was also used in the cutting of the foreskin and the circumcision of Jewish males. Ouch. Flint. Hard. So He said, I'm going to set my face like a flint towards Jerusalem. I'm not going to turn back. Amen? Let's go now with the message. The Son of Man must suffer many things. Jesus speaking this before it ever happened. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be what? Rejected of the elders. That's the religious rulers, the chief priests and scribes. And be what? Slain, killed, crucified, and be raised again the third day. The mission. Are you feeling it a little bit? The mission. Way back prophesied. The mission. I'm not going to turn back. I know what's ahead. It's going to happen. Mission. What does that word mean? It's an operational task assigned by who? a higher headquarters. If you're on a mission, that's what it is. It's something assigned by higher headquarters. It's an operation specifically designed to carry out specific goals. Jesus had a mission. He was on a mission. It was an assigned duty. The mission. It was ascending. Mission means ascending or being sent for some kind of duty or purpose. You understand me today? So mission. The mission. What's the mission? That's what we're talking about these next couple of Sunday mornings with Palm Sunday and Easter. Well, this mission is called Mission Possible. Amen. Now, if you were to do it or I were to do it, we couldn't get it done. But He got it done. Let's talk about it. Let's look at it this morning. Went back to some scriptures, back for Christmas time scriptures. Look at these. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of who? Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, here she's pregnant, ain't his baby. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a good man, and not willing to make her a public example, have her stoned, was minded to put her away, what? Privately. Keep looking. But while he was thinking on these things, do I put her away? Do I let her know, people know to kill her? What's happening? That's what they did back in the day. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Thou son of David, don't fear to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of who? See, this is a mission. This is a special task. Something's happening here. And she shall bring forth a son. Help me now. And thou shalt call his name. Very important. Most people don't know what the name of Jesus means. For he shall save his people from their sins. That was his mission. Jesus came to save you from your sins. Did you hear me? Can we say that personal? Jesus came to save me from my sins. Say it with me. Jesus came to save me from my sins. See, my sins are killing me. Because we've sinned, all will die. My sins are killing me. I'm a sinner. All sinners die. That's how you know you're a sinner. One day you'll die and we'll go, there's a sinner. Okay? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You understand? So, Jesus came to save me from my sins. Because my sins are killing me. I'm condemned. I'm on my way to hell. If He doesn't save me from my sins, I'm not only going to die, but the Bible says I'm going to die another death called the second death, which is eternal death in a place called hell. That's bad. I need help. I need somebody special to come on a special mission. Amen? Back in Matthew, speaking to Mary, the angel said unto Mary, you found favor with God. Don't fear. Behold, you're going to conceive in your womb. And you're going to bring forth a son. And you're going to call His name. His name means God saves. He's going to save His people from their sins. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. And of His kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary, the obvious question to the angel, how shall this happen? I don't even know a man. I'm engaged to this dude. We've never had sexual relations. How's it going to happen? Good question. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The power of the Highest is going to overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called, say it with me, the mission. Are you feeling the mission unfolding, the plan that's coming together here? Are you feeling it? I mean, I know some of you have known this stuff for years, but listen, it's good for us to go down this path. Let's talk about it. Keep going. And then this verse, wow, two verses after what we just read. Say that with me. For with God nothing shall be. And that's the title today. See, mission possible. Because with God, nothing shall be what? See, mission's possible. Because with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Let's go now a little bit further. We're investigating. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. This is the mission. This is the plan. That whosoever will believe in Him will not perish because of their sins. Not go to hell or die the second life, second death, but they'll have everlasting what? See how the mission is happening? Feel it? Keep looking. So this mission is possible. When I was putting this series together, I thought of the $6 Million Man. How many remember watching that years ago? Lee Majors and all that stuff. That dates me, doesn't it? And that's what I was thinking. I was hearing in my mind as I'm studying. Thum, thum. You know, I'm just listening. Mission possible. I mean, I can see God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the triune God, caring about us. I know that's weird, but they did. Mission possible. Here it is. I will be like them and live among them. Can you say that with me? I will be like them and live among them. Yeah, act like you're doing a Hollywood show. Here we go. I will be like them and live among them. That's true. I can see it happening. That's what's going to happen. This mission, I will be like them and I will live among them. I will what? I will die for them. This is the mission. Wait a minute. I will go to hell for them. You mean he took my hell? He sure did. That's part of the mission. Oh, this is not an easy mission. Keep looking. I will what? Rise again for them. One more time. I will what? Rise again for them. So that's the mission. This is the mission. This is possible. We're going in. I can hear God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Here's the plan. It's going to happen. We're going in. Jesus saying, I'm going. God's giving. Jesus is going. The Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost is coming, impregnating Mary. This is the plan. Get it? Mission possible. Just talk to you a little bit about this. Just some thoughts. Jesus became a man on what? On purpose. See, He loves you. He became a man on purpose. That was His what? Mission. He became a man on purpose. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. He didn't come as an angel. He was made a little lower than the angels. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for who? Every man. He should die for us. See, our sins are killing us. He died for us because our sins are killing us. And we're on our way to hell without Him. So He tasted death for every man. That's the plan. That was His mission. Jesus did not come to live a long life. Well, it's so sad. He only lived to be 33. He never came to live a long life. That wasn't His mission. He didn't come to live a long life, say it with me, but to save who? Sinners. That was His mission. I know I'm pounding this mission thing right upside your head. It's really important that you get it. That's why Jesus Christ. That was His what? That's how foolish it is for us to think some other church or denomination or religion is going to get me to heaven. You understand? Or my good works are going to get me to heaven. See, your little plan won't the mission. You understand that today? Say, well, I'm a good person. I'm nice to people. I do a good job. You know, that sounds really good. Here's the problem. That ain't the mission. And it ain't going to work. You understand? See, this was the mission. Your mission is impossible. His mission is possible. And you need to think that way. And you need to throw all that stuff in the garbage. And know that without Christ, I am lost. I am a sinner. I'm going to die, and I'm going to go to hell without Him. You need to nail that. You need to nail that so hard and quit playing the religious game. Stop it! That mission is so dead and lost. There's no hope. But His mission, possible. And we're just nuts to think anything other than that. Amen? Say. It's funny. He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And we're full of ourselves and don't want to accept what He did for us. And we end up thinking we're going to get there, and that ain't happening. God humbled Himself, but we get full of ourselves. That is crazy. Amen? Say. Keep this mission thing going now. He didn't come to live a long life. He came to save who? Like me. Amen. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to. He didn't come down here and say, oh, take care of me. Did he live a pretty hard life when he was here? Did he have a place to lay his head while he was here? No, he didn't. He was humiliated while he was here. He was abused while he was here. He was denied while he was here. He was betrayed while he was here. He was rejected while he was here. He was not loved while he was here. He didn't come to get all that. He came to save sinners. That's my mission. I'm going to set my face like a flint hard. And I'm going to give my back to the smiters, my cheek to the ones that are going to pluck it out. And I'm not going to be ashamed. Amen? What a great God I have. So, He came to give His life a ransom for many. That's what He came to do. Keep looking. The name Jesus, one more time, it means what? You should always know that till the day you die. When you call on Jesus, you need to know, man, that name means God saves. They cried what? Hosanna. They cried Hosanna on this day, back in the day. They cried, Hosanna, save us now. Well, boy, they were saying it to the right one. Because His name means God saves. In essence, they were hollering out Jesus. Jesus! Because that's what Hosanna means. God saves, or save us, God. Amen? Praise the Lord. His name was His what? Now, you might have a nice name. I like my name, Gary, with two R's. I was named after a TV show host, Gary Moore. How many remember that guy back in the day? My mama used to watch his show. She was sitting down pregnant one night. Thought, oh, that'd be a good name. That's my claim to fame. That's it right there. Has nothing to do with who I am. Jesus' name had everything to do with who He was. His name was not a little fly-by-night, well, whatever, we'll watch TV, pick one little book, name book somewhere. No, this was His mission. Jesus. 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 That's a good name for you to say. Why in the world would you cuss the name of Jesus? Amen? Say, hit your hammer and go, Jesus, what is wrong with you? That name means God saves. Amen. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen. Come on. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name, for He shall save His people from their sins. That's what His name means. His mission statement. Keep looking. We're just rolling with this morning. Jesus referred to Himself. This is important when you read your Bible. What did Jesus call Himself? Like for me, if I probably call myself Gary more than I call myself whatever else. Amen? That's how I refer to myself. Jesus, when He would speak to other people, hello, phone's ringing. Here we go. When Jesus referred to Himself as the Son of Man, say that. He referred to Himself as the Son of Man more than any other thing in the Bible. It's sort of weird, really. He's talking. He's talking to the disciples. He's talking to people. And He goes, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. He's standing right there. You think you'd say, ah. But He goes, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. Why? To become the Son of Man was why He was here. That was His mission. I think it's part of the Flint thing. You ever do that with yourself? You remind yourself of something, you just keep telling yourself something so you won't forget it or keep you on track? I think that's why He did that. He called Himself the Son of Man because He was setting His face like a flint. He always was reminded when He's talking, the Son of Man, well, that's why He came, to be the Son of Man. I ain't here for no picnic. I'm here to be the Son of Man. That's my mission, to be like you. To walk among you. To eat your food. To wear your clothes. To limit myself. Oh, I was God. I'd just say anything, it just happened. But I humbled myself. And I became the Son of Man. So that you wouldn't die from your sins and go to hell. You understand the mission? Pretty good mission. We taught you these verses again recently. I love them. I want to lay it on top of this mission here in a second. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Can you say this incredible verse with me? May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Jesus became the Son of Man to save you and me from our sins. Look at what He did. Look. I will be like them and live among them. That's the breadth of God's love. That's how far He came, guys. Man, look at that, how big that is. Wow! I will be like them and I'll live among them. Look at the length. Look how far He would go for you. Not only from heaven, but He would die for you. The breadth and the length of God's love. Look at the depth. The depth of God's love. Not only would He die for you, but when He's on that cross, He's dying for you. The Bible teaches us that He actually somehow goes to hell for us. That's crazy. And then the Bible says, the height, He would rise again and be seated at the right hand of God in the heavenlies, ever living to make intercession for us at the right hand of God the Father. Is that a crazy God or what? Say, that's the mission. That going to hell thing, look at this. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also what? Descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. He might be that sacrifice that could save you and I from our sins. Amen? A message like this is different. Maybe it's a little boring to you. I don't know. I like it. Who would do this? It's great. Mission possible. The Son of Man. Just some scriptures. Betrayed. You know that after 2 days, the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is going to be betrayed and going to be crucified. These are things Jesus said before it ever happened. Oh, He knew His mission. Didn't take Him by surprise. He'd be betrayed. The Son of Man would suffer and be rejected and be killed. And He began to teach them. This is way back in Matthew 8, that the Son of Man, that's what He called Himself, must suffer many things. I must be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes, and I must be killed. And after 3 days, I'm going to what? See, that was all part of that. I will be like them. I will live among them. I will die for them. I will go to hell for them. I will raise again from the dead for them. The mission. He's repeating it all through the New Testament. He would be buried. For as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. See, He knew His mission. I'm setting my face like a flint. I know what it is. I know what I'm doing. I will rise again, the Son of Man. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be what? Risen again from the dead. He knew His mission. He knew what He was doing. Mission possible. Praise the Lord. I love this. I just wrote this on my notepad. I will go in for them. In my office this week, I had that little feeling. I'm sitting there and seeing God and the Spirit and Jesus. And Jesus going, I'll go in for them. Let me go. I'll be the one. I can do this. They matter that much. Isn't that a cool thing? Somebody would come and rescue your tail and my tail like that. That's a good soldier right there. Amen? Come on. I will minister to them. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to what? Minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Jesus wants to minister to you. He wants to love you. He wants to care for you. That's why He came. He suffered so many things. He has feelings like you have. You can talk to Him. You can relate to Him. He wants to minister to you. That's why He came. To be your minister. I will save them. For the Son of Man is come to what? Save that which was lost. His name means what? God saves. I will save them. That's my mission. I love this. I will what? I will forgive them. I'll forgive them. But that you might know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to what? Forgive sins. See, that's the problem with you trying your mission impossible thing that ain't going to work. Because God ain't going to forgive your sins because of you. Is that crazy or what? Oh, here I am. Forgive me. Are you kidding me? Now you're going to get your sins forgiven because His Son fulfilled the mission. And now He's seated down at the right hand of God the Father. God glorified His Son. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And now He's made Him not only is He your advocate and lawyer, but He's also the judge. And you're not getting in any other way. Amen. Say. I don't care what you've been taught. You've been taught wrong. Sorry. Amen. Say. Come on. Mission. Possible. Anything else is impossible. I don't want to be ugly, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, the Pope needs Jesus too. You understand? Say yes or no. Amen. Absolutely. And my hope is that he knows Jesus. That's an awesome thing. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. But there ain't nobody, nowhere, that don't need Jesus. You hear me? Yes or no? Did you get that down in your head today? Okay, if that offended you, you'll be fine. Amen? Say, there's nobody like Jesus. Period. Got it? Yes or no? Don't you even be thinking about putting me up somewhere. I'm pitiful. Amen? How many knows that? I'm proud of that. I learned something in life. I got that right. Amen? It's all because of Jesus. This mission would otherwise be impossible. But it's all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. That He did this right here. He became like me. Can you imagine that? I bet He's up in heaven going, wait a minute. No, He became like me. Wow. That was His mission. He died for me. I love that. He went to hell for me. Amen? He went to hell for me. Remember the three Hebrew children? They were in the fire. Remember that? They were thrown in the fiery furnace. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, and they looked in, and they looked like there was a fourth one in the fire. Was there looking like a fourth one in the fire? And the Bible says it looks like the Son of God. Yeah, it looked like the Son of God in the fire. And they came out in their clothes. Didn't he smell like what? Smoke. I ain't never going to smell like no smoke. Because He took my hell for me. Amen? Come on. That was the mission. And the last thing, He rose again for me. When He was on the cross, the old song says, say it with me if you know it, I was on His mind. When He was on the cross, I was on His. Say that with me. When He was on the, I was on His. Because I was His mission. Got it? That's what we celebrate this week. Passion Week. Thank you, Jesus. Mission possible. Let's praise the Lord for the Word this morning. Amen. Can we do that? Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a good Word. Come on.